He blew it.
Blog Talk Radio. What?
You didn't.
Well, I did.
Only the green room heard you.
I don't know what was going on there. Anyway, it's a recruiting animal here on August 22nd, 2012. If you didn't get it the first time around, you got it now.
Want me to do my thing? Is it time for me?
No, I have to give my introduction. Oh. I'm going to tell everybody that the other day, I already did part of it. That's why it sounds odd. The other day I went to a meeting. I'm a volunteer in a certain group that I belong to, and I would have rather stayed home. I admit it. But since they invited me to come, I was willing to come and share my opinions. I really didn't care if they were taken seriously. I didn't. But if everyone's going to brainstorm, and I'm there, so am I. I'm going to tell them what I think. And we started discussing the group's website. And I suggested that we move to a free site like Blogger. It's easy to use. It doesn't cost anything. And what's better than that? Anyway, I didn't realize that somebody at the meeting had put a lot of work into the current website, and when I made my suggestion, she stood up and said, well, I guess I can go home then, and she started to march out, and I thought she was going to cry. I don't know why, but I just seem to bring that out of people. It happens a lot, and people are always telling me that I'm insensitive, but you know what? That's not true. I read a book recently called Stop Walking on Eggshells. And this book tells you that it's the other people who are crazy. Yeah, they're crazy. And they're always blaming you. And you know what? I had enough of that. I was reading an article about borderline personality disorder. But I can't even say it. Borderline personality disorder on a blog by a psychiatrist. And in the comments, a mother told a story about her son. She said, this kid is supposed to be on lithium, but he won't take it. And she asked him why, and he said he doesn't like being dependent on a drug. So he's smoking marijuana instead. And he's getting depressed because he can't pass the drug tests when he applies for a job. The guy's a total idiot, but when she points out that he's making an obvious error, he gets mad at her. She's his mother. She doesn't want to hurt him. But people don't like it when you tell them the truth. Kill the messenger. That's what's happening here. So when the sensitive people get upset, don't you feel bad. Don't blame yourself, but don't waste your time talking to them either, because only a fool argues with a lunatic. That's what the book said. It's a hard lesson. And you know what? We've learned it here on Jerry Jerry. What show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Thank you, Jerry. You timed that well.
I'm working on it. I practiced it earlier.
I don't know what happened. Blog Talk Radio queued me up twice.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
I called in regular 2 minutes before showtime, written contract.
Not according to the clock here, okay? I was waiting to see if you were going to come on, and all of a sudden it started playing. So I said, geez, that Jerry screwed me up.
Tell you what it could be. You know how the Canadian dollar is now worth 98 cents, or 98 cents is a dollar? That's kind of the same thing with a clock. I thought it was 2 till.
Uh-huh.
Canadian time, it was 1 till.
Okay.
All I can think.
Okay. I see Mike Astringer. He wanted everybody to know he's here, and he's already attacking my guest on Twitter.
All but right.
I noticed, Mike, that you didn't have the guts to put his name on there, so he can't see it. And I got to tell you, his wife
Animal,
is
don't
watching.
Ever tell me I don't have guts. I ran out of digits.
His wife is watching, and she's a tough lady and very cute. I have to tell you that. So I don't think you're going to get mad at her when you see her picture. Big Tent Jobs, are you there?
I'm here on the road.
What's your name, okay? Why don't you tell us?
He's trying to sound like one of his disabled clients.
Uh-oh, I can't make out what he's saying. What did you say?
I said I'm ready to rock and roll, animal.
Yeah, okay, what kind of phone are you calling on?
A disabled one.
Oh. You know what? You're not calling on a landline like I asked you to because you didn't read the information I sent to you, okay?
It's on a landline, but we're using VoIP.
There's your problem.
No,
VoIP sucks.
I don't know what it is. It doesn't sound good. We can barely make out what you're saying. We're going to have to be totally silent when you're talking and strained to hear you. That's not fair. You shouldn't have done that. Come on. Anyway, his name is Adam Kaplan. He couldn't say it. I'm going to tell you. His wife's name, I don't know if she's called in today, is Gabriella Berman. Okay? For some reason, she doesn't have a LinkedIn profile, but he does. You can see her picture on the slideshow for this show. Anyway, oh, gee whiz. Have you ever been sexted, Adam?
No, I've not.
No, Jerry? Ever been? Anybody here been sexted?
No comment.
Yes?
Yes?
Yes.
Is that Dr. Nick? Are
yes.
you a little too old to get sexted? Who sexted you?
I have friends and a very cool wife.
Okay, well, let's not
stop
go there, okay?
End the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, who
okay,
cares who it was? Yes,
Adam,
this happened.
Adam, Big Tech Jobs. Is he
you
there?
You got it. I'm here.
Okay, we're going to sing now. We're going to sing. Did you bring a song?
I can sing for you.
What song do you like?
How about Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World? You like that one?
Yeah, okay, but I don't know the lyrics to that. You want to tell them to me? Or sing them and I'll
He said he would sing for us, man. That's a whole
okay,
step up and with us.
Go ahead. Adam.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
That's it?
That's it.
You know what? We'll sing my song. I won't take too long, but it's a Carole King song, okay? So it goes, I'm going to teach you how to sing it, Adam, although I think I'm going to give up in 10 seconds. It goes, do-do-do, shooby-dooby-doo, bop, down-down, ba-dooby-dooby. Can you do that?
Do-do, shooby-dooby, bop,
yeah, forget
bop,
it. Okay,
dooby.
You know, I'm going to move to Jerry because your phone stinks. Jerry discovered yesterday that you can go into Facebook and tag other people's photos. Now, that's important for a recruiter, for, social media recruiting, because you could go into somebody's pictures and you can put a job description there and your contact information. Boom! All
boom.
Of a sudden, it's there. And Facebook even lets the guy know that you've left a little message, that you've tagged his photo. That's something, isn't it?
Is that why I got tagged in Jerry's picture with a fish?
Yeah. Big Ten Jobs. Adam, what do you think about that? Do you think that's a good sourcing technique or a way to reach out to candidates?
Sure. I love social media. I love Facebook. Really, any way that you can make connections with people to see if they're interested.
Does anybody else agree with Adam? Anybody else agree with him about that?
Adam, let me ask you, though. He says that he specializes in candidates with dyslexia. Does that mean that they can even read it?
Okay, Mike. Okay, give us your elevator speech. We're going to move real into serious stuff. Nothing else is working. Go into your elevator speech.
Sure. Well, we work with talented professionals
why
with
you
disabilities.
Say we are.
As
why
well
don't
as...
you say, my name is Adam Kaplan. I'm the CEO of Big Ten Jobs. And then go into it, okay?
Sure. Let's do it that way. I'm Adam Kaplan. I'm the CEO of Big Ten Jobs. And I work on placing top technical talent in jobs, including people with disabilities.
You see, that's the part your site promotes yourself, and you kind of promote yourself. It sounds like you focus entirely on people, on placing people with disabilities. But when I looked at your LinkedIn profile, it said including people with disabilities. What percentage of the candidates candidates are people with disabilities, because right away, you know, my antenna came up and I said, is this guy just, you know, placing one or two people with disabilities and using that as a ploy to get attention?
Good question, Animal.
Go ahead.
Good question.
You're a great detective, Animal. Actually, right now about three-quarters of our candidates have disabilities.
Three-quarters, okay. So three-quarters of your placements also?
About half of our placements and three-quarters of the candidates.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Quick interjection here. As I'm on the website, your disabilities include but are not limited to ADD, ADHD. I mean, what percentage of your candidates suffer from ADD? And is that really a legitimate disability?
Wait, hold on. What are you calling legitimate and not legitimate? Let's talk about that.
I suppose we shouldn't use the word legitimate this week. Sorry, I didn't want to throw that thing in.
But it's a good question,
there.
Jerry. I wondered myself. Go ahead. Adam?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we have a number of people with ADD, ADHD. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but we definitely have a good representative sample. And people with ADD, ADHD make great business people. They make great leaders. Have you ever drunk? Do you like coconut water? I don't know why you would, but do you like coconut water?
Do you ask Jerry or me? I know it's expensive. I like coconut water. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, good. How about you, Jerry?
I have no experience with it. I would try it and probably like it.
I've got a suggestion. Go pick up Vita Coco. The coconut water brand, the hottest coconut water brand in New York. All the big majors want to buy it. The CEO of Vita Coco, V-I-T-A-C-O-C-O, is a guy with ADD.
You know what? You see, Jerry's point there was ADD is not a real disability. We know lots of people with ADD. Lots of recruiters have ADD. And you say on your website that you work with people with visible and invisible disabilities. And what he's suggesting, Adam, is that the people with invisible disabilities aren't really disabled. You're just exploiting those non-real disabilities to seem like a nice guy.
Though I would have said it in a less aggressive fashion.
Well, and that was the point of my tweet. And you know what? I feel like I've got a rash on my ass, and based on his list, he can represent me.
Go ahead. Adam, I told you it's not going to be easy.
No, I know. I just have that image go in front of my face that I want to forget.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, yeah.
The truth is that, you know, go ahead and talk to people with ADD and ADHD. Ask them how easy it was to go through school. Ask them how easy it was to find jobs. I mean, there's certainly a wide range of
here's another question.
Like
here comes it's a perfect lead into another question I have. You know, with candidates, they're always lying. They're always trying to say they have more than they really do, especially when they're really desperate, okay? Now, you're working in Detroit. That's a desperate part of the United States. How do you test people with these invisible disabilities to make sure they really have them? How do you know they're not just coming and saying, Adam, you know, I can't focus on anything. Can you find me a job? How do you know that's true?
Well, we have a conversation, and, you know, we discuss how it's manifested itself. And I know enough about disabilities to know when someone is bullshitting me, excuse my language.
Give us an example when you've knocked someone out. Because I got to tell you, I watched the video, and there's that guy named Chris who's a nuclear physicist or something, and he's got a speech disability. It makes you want to cry. How do you tell someone like that, you're faking? I'm not representing you.
Well, you know, I can't recall of an individual who's lied to me. And think about that. You're right that people are desperate, but that's really hitting it pretty low. To call a recruiter, and there's plenty of recruiters out there, you know, plenty of good ones. They don't have to work with me. You know, it's pretty low to go out there and claim to have a disability to get me to work with them. Think about that.
They have to work with you. That guy, Bill Hintella, I read all your literature! Bill Hintella said, as soon as they find out I've got a disability, the recruiters shun me. They don't want to talk to me. So if someone has a real disability, they have to talk to you. And if someone thinks that they can, you know, get an advantage, in fact, that's an interesting topic, but if they, you know, they might represent themselves to you with an invisible disability. That's what we're saying, but we can drop it. You've said that you never even have to challenge people. Is that right?
No, I like challenge. I'm all about challenging and asking questions, but I just haven't had the experience of someone who I've found out later has lied to me.
Okay.
Well, you list diabetes on your website. Does that mean I need to take my blood sugar and send you a picture to represent me? I mean, the point being, you know, we skimmed over Jerry's point. The point being, I mean, that it's all kind of propaganda. It's a stretch. I mean,
no, there's really
you're saying a diabetic
can't get
a job unless they work through you?
Mike, that's not what they're
sure. They can go get a job. I'd be delighted if they get a job. Look, here's the bottom line, guys, okay? There's something called the participation rate in the labor force. Have you ever heard about it?
No.
So if you look at work, I'll continue talking because, you know,
go
I know
ahead.
If I don't,
just talk.
You'll interrupt me.
Just talk.
For working age people, the participation rate for people who don't have disabilities is about 70%, and for people who have disabilities, about 25%. So that's a 45% gap. It's huge, and it's not justified based on talents in the marketplace.
Okay. Now, Kathy Manis wants you to know that she's got ADD, and she doesn't consider herself disabled. But I got to tell you something. That's something else. This sounds awful, but you only take the cream of the crop of the disabled people. There's all kinds of disabled people who don't have good educations. You only take the ones who have higher educations. Am I right?
At this point, you're correct. Yeah, well,
okay.
Not just higher education. If they're technically very sound, like IT programmers who don't have a degree, we'll work with them too. Look, here's the bottom line. You know the business. We're in the business. Obviously, I didn't start the business because I could have started a much easier business, right? So obviously, I'm a social entrepreneur, and I care about what I'm doing. But the bottom line is I need to make a living, and I need to place people. Also, on the lower end of the market, there are a lot more supports in many ways than the higher end of the market.
Okay. What you mean is that the people who are the most qualified have the less need for governmental support. Okay, but see, here's the whole thing. I told HR Margo when she interviewed me, and I just posted it on my website the other day, that there's a tendency for some people, some recruiters, to confuse themselves with social workers. They think they're social workers. They think they have to be buddy-buddy with their candidates. And all they're really trying to do, as Jerry never lets us forget, is put food on the table for their families. They have to earn a living above everything else. See, you're kind of confusing the whole area between are you a social worker or are you a businessman trying to make money? It's very confusing.
Absolutely
in your case,
not. Animal, absolutely not. I am not a social worker. That's why I got into this business, because there's too many social workers in this business. People with disabilities deserve. Let me finish. People with disabilities deserve to have high-quality recruiters working for them. And if other recruiters out there are abandoning these people, that's a shame on them if they're talented and they can place them.
You say we're abandoning
you
candidates
are.
With diabetes?
Who is that? Who's talking there? Kathy Manis?
Yeah, I am so taking umbrage with this guest. I am livid.
I love it. Let's go.
He's only going to take the cream of the crop of the disabled. So you tell me that you're not capitalizing on the word disability and disabled. Now, keep in mind, you are talking to a mother of a very disabled son. So he does not have a place in your world, yet you're using his...
Hold on. I have a disabled child. And this is not about the child not having a place in the world. Quite the contrary. The reason we're in this business is to get more people with disabilities into the workforce.
No, you're
so they
not
can
doing
do
that.
Good work.
You're not doing that.
That's why I'm in the business, and I am doing that.
No, you're not. What about the people, let's say Sodexo, they do it. What about the people that have to wipe down cafeteria tables? Those
great for them.
You know what? Why aren't you?
That's a different world, a different thing altogether.
This is how I'm running my business. This is how I'm running my business.
Right, but you're capitalizing on the word disabled, and it's really offensive.
You know, hold on a second, Kathy. Kathy's son is autistic, but he's going to post-secondary school, isn't he? He's going to university or college of some sort.
No,
Am I right about that?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not going to progress?
No, he can't. He can't live on his own.
I see. Okay, I thought he had moved out already. Sorry.
No.
He's got a very pretty girlfriend, or is that your other son? That's your
other son. That's my other son. He's going to UC Davis. Yeah, that's my other son.
Okay, now look, now the thing is with Adam, he's also working, it seems to me, with people who weren't born with disabilities, but like this guy Bill Hentella, they become disabled in the course of their life. Is that true primarily? Yeah, Bill, all Bill did was lose sight in one eye. I mean, he can still see. I don't know why he considers himself disabled, really. Adam, you want to comment on that?
Well, it's a mixed bag. You know, the candidate you mentioned earlier, the nuclear engineer, he has cerebral palsy, by the way. That's his disability, and he was born with that. Some people acquire disabilities later on in life.
Okay, why would someone hire a disabled person? I know you've said it on everywhere, but it's hard to understand. If they can hire someone who they don't have to make special accommodations for, why would they go for someone with disabilities?
Well, you know, they should hire the best person for the job. And if the best person for the job happens to have a disability, they should hire him or her. If not,
don't
they should
they
hire
also,
someone else.
Adam, aren't most companies subject to diversity and inclusion?
Yes. Yeah.
Wherein, quite frankly, they'll, and rightfully so, possibly go a bit further to hire the disabled candidate rather than the other guy? I mean, aren't there initiatives that require
that?
Them to hire people? Though I don't see...
There are no requirements right now at the moment. The OFCCP has proposed some regulations that might set some requirements for contractors or subcontractors, but at the moment there are no hard and fast requirements.
Companies are not allowed to ask for special accommodations for people that are disabled, even if they can see and they're interviewing them in person that they're blind. If you ask someone, do you need special accommodations to read a computer? You've got to ask every other candidate that you interview for that job the same question.
That's true. There are a lot of things that are annoying about this whole process. What I say to my candidates is if you have a visible disability and potentially if you have a hidden disability, I encourage my candidates, and this is, by the way, against conventional wisdom, I encourage my candidates to disclose their disability during the interview process.
You don't tell the company in advance?
You're not allowed to, Animal.
I need to get permission from my candidate to do that because it's the candidate's prerogative whether or not they want to disclose.
Well, Adam, don't some companies that are considering hiring through your service, aren't they thinking that, hey, I'm going to get hooked up with a guy in a wheelchair here, and we need that on our team, and then you send in one of the, say, a regularly fully capable individual, are they disappointed? Do they think, well, where's my diversity lady? Where's my disabled dude? I mean, does that happen? I mean, how's that all transpired?
That hasn't happened to me. You know, I think that there are really three important reasons to hire people with disabilities into your organization. Number one, if they have talent that you need, right? I mean, that's what we're about in the recruiting business. We're about placing talent. Number two, if you're a business and you're looking to grow into new markets that perhaps you may not understand as well, if the market for your product is connected to the disability community, there may be some expertise that you can bring in the table if you bring someone like that in. And then the third reason really is the whole diversity piece of things.
You know what? I have to tell you, though, you got a number of articles about people who stutter. I kind of felt like it was the Seinfeld show. I mean, did you see the one with where, what's his name, Kramer? He goes to the dentist and he hurts his foot. Did you see that one?
No, but I would like to see it.
Okay, well, stuttering is kind of funny, you have to admit. I'm sorry. Maybe if it's your kid, it isn't funny. But it's funny. I mean, so if you send out someone who's a stutterer, how do they get through the interview? I mean, I don't know. It seems like I'm sending you a great guy.
You hired the best qualified animal. It comes down – you know what? That's what's irritating me. It's not about disabled versus able. You always hire the best qualified, period, for the job. That's it.
Do you, Kathy, though, or are you supposed to?
Okay. Yeah, but hold on a second. You also say on your – it says Big Ten Jobs is a leading recruiting firm in the United States, offering technical career opportunities for gifted and college-educated professionals, including those with hidden and visible disabilities. So a leading firm. You just opened last year. Why did you put that in?
because of our specialization of working with people with disabilities, Animal. There are precious few recruiters out there who are willing to work with this population, and that's really unfortunate.
I might have to disagree there, Adam.
I disagree as well.
I mean, we all. When a disabled candidate.
If you guys have been working with this population for so long, then why is the participation gap so big?
Well, hold on a second, Adam. Here, you say, Adam, you say that you work with people with lupus. That's considered a disability by you, right? But you also say that you don't tell the client, hey, I'm sending you somebody with lupus. It's a big secret. So, I mean, like, how does it even affect the process?
Well, it depends on the individual. For example, I have a candidate who's interviewing today for a .NET developer job. He's got cerebral palsy. They wanted to do a phone interview. I said this candidate will not interview. I asked for permission on whether or not I could disclose that he had cerebral palsy, and he said yes. And then I disclosed it to the client. I told them that this client will not interview effectively on the phone and that you should bring him in, and they're bringing him in like the way they should.
Hey, will he look at a job in Lansing? Finally,
you know what, Adam? You are discriminating. You are totally discriminating, and you're choosing who you want to tell your client is quote disabled, which is illegal anyway, and who isn't, so that you can profit. Making me rather ill.
You know what? I got to tell you something, Kathy. You should speak after the show to Heather E. Coleman, okay? She recommended them. She's saying, I know their story. I know it too, okay? But that, let's put that to the side. Once we bring that in, it's not going to be a regular interview. We're giving the guy the once-over just like every other person who comes on this show. We're not giving him any affirmative action process, okay? You don't want any special treatment, do you, Adam?
No, I don't.
Not at all, okay. Now,
I've got a question.
I've got a relevant
question.
No, I just can't see how this whole lupus thing figures in. I mean, they call him up. They don't even say it. What do they say? Adam, I got lupus. I'm looking for a job, Adam, but I got to warn you. I got lupus. Send me out, but I'm not going to tell the client, the company. I just don't get it. I thought you call people and say, look, Mr. HR manager, look, Miss Recruiting manager, I've got candidates with disabilities, but they're really good. And that's why you're going to come to me and see people who are going to make you look good because of your outreach to the community, but they're really good. You're not going to suffer. You know, it's going to be
there's
a feather in your cap.
There's different methodologies for outreach to that community, Animal, and that entails going to different schools, going to different job fairs where the disabled are.
No, I'm not talking
present.
About sourcing. I'm not talking about sourcing. I'm talking about his relationship with the clients. I thought this would be his competitive advantage when he did business development, but he's saying it isn't. Is that true, Adam?
It's not an advantage, no. It's not an advantage, but I'm doing this work because this is a population that needs recruiters who will go out and work for them.
You know what? I thought it should be. That's your niche. You telling people, I've got an untapped market. You're prejudiced against these people, but you shouldn't be. I'm going to show you there's good people that no one else is going to get because of their biases. Isn't that your selling point?
I love it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But I don't lead with the disability. I lead with the talent.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't. There was a guy who wanted to say something. It wasn't Dr. Nick. Who else is here who wants to talk? Come on, speak up.
You mean me, Jerry?
No.
In Indiana?
There was somebody before you, Jerry. Who is it? Did he hang up already? Look, sir, I'm giving you a chance. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm just thinking that perhaps maybe some of these customers, since you're not able or you don't frequently, should I say, disclose the nature of the disability, are we to assume that since your customers have read your website and they see what you're all about, maybe they're thinking that they're getting someone with one of the invisible disabilities, but they're not allowed to ask. So it's kind of implied, hey, this guy's probably got ADHD, or I think this guy might have lupus. I mean, is there any of that, you think, going on?
I tell my clients that I work with people with disabilities and with people who don't have disabilities, trying to place them with the best people, but I do have a passion for, I know you don't like that word animal, a passion for and a preference for people with disabilities because of the challenges that they faced in the marketplace. And Kathy, you of all people should appreciate that. I mean, I'm a little disappointed in your
Don't put her down.
I am. I'm
don't
disappointed
put her
in you.
Down. She's a wonderful person, okay?
She's a not disabled ADD person.
Exactly. And you try to place my son. You know what, Adam? You find a job for my son then, okay? I'll send you his resume and you can place him. And then maybe I'll.
That's not fair. You know,
that's getting too personal.
You know what, Kathy? I got to tell you. I got to tell you. I'll stick my neck out. I take Adam's side against you. He can't do everything for everybody, okay?
Well, then don't advertise that he's placing the disabled because he's not.
No,
I'm
going to ask him something else. Look, before I forget, Adam, how do you work with your wife? You know, she's very cute. I saw her picture. You don't want to lose her. But you're with her all day long. I mean, you get to the end of the day, don't you say, I've had enough of her? I mean, what's up with that?
Never. By the way, never have enough of my wonderful wife. Ever, ever, ever. We've been married for almost 12 years now, and you know, as many years as God gives us, we'll be together. So
okay,
never, now, never, never.
Are you a Detroit native?
No, he's not.
I'm not,
He moved there from New York. He's an immigrant, and he moved because it's so decimated by the economy. He thought everything was going to be cheap. Is that true, Adam?
That is not true, actually. We actually moved to Michigan to be near my wife's parents with our special needs child.
That's not what you said in those other articles. You misled me, okay? You said you were thinking of it for years because it's a good economic opportunity. You wanted to position yourself in a place that it was at the very bottom, so when it started coming back, you'd be in a position to get in on the ground floor with the hiring. Is that right? No.
Adam has never
misled anybody. I do believe there are fantastic opportunities in Detroit. There are absolutely fantastic opportunities here.
Animal?
Yeah.
Do you really believe this is the first time in this conversation he's misled you?
Well, you know what? I got to ask him another question. Who chose those colors in your logo? Oh, gray and orange, they really turn me off. I just got to tell you. Who picked that?
I appreciate that. We actually did a design contest, and that was the design winner.
Yeah, well, get some.
Was that
else.
In elementary
yeah.
school?
Okay. So how do you do business development? There's a guy named Chris Bleak, who you know always wants me to ask that question. You don't reveal your ace in the hole. To my surprise, when you're going out for business, how do you bring in the business?
Yeah, I think all good recruiters need to be spending a lot of time. Well, there's a couple things. One is you need to know your market and you need to do research. So obviously I'm in Michigan here, so I know, you know, pretty well a lot of my target companies in the technical area. And I pick up the phone and I call them. You can't be shy in this business. You've got to pick up the phone, you know, call people, build relationships.
How do you
go
call?
To meetings.
We're in detail. This show gets down to what they call the granular level. How do you pick the person you want to call? Give us an example.
Well, I look at the work that they do. So, for example, if I've got some good .NET developers, I'll look for a software architect or some senior software person at the company. I'll go through their LinkedIn profile. I'll see that they've done some interesting work.
So you identify the person to call through LinkedIn. Is that correct?
Very often, yes.
Okay. And then you just call in, ask for that person by name. Is that right?
That's correct.
And what do you say when you get him or her on the phone? Or do you wait? Do you leave voicemail?
Sometimes I leave voicemail. Sometimes I prefer not to leave voicemail. I think it's a better practice. But if I try them a couple of times and time is going by, I'll leave a message, and then I'll plant the seed, and I'll call them back.
Okay, so let's say you get them on the phone. What do you say?
I'll say I'm
Adam
Kaplan.
Are you disabled? That's what he'll say. First
what
question,
does he
are
say?
You disabled?
Kathy, you know what? I gave you lots of time. I'm not cutting you off, but
all
that's
right.
irrelevant
I,
now. Let's hear what he says, okay? Maybe he's going to make
right.
money for us by giving us some good ideas. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay.
What's your pitch?
Oh, sure. No, so when I call a company up, I say, hi, I'm Adam Kaplan. You know, I see that you're an IT manager at XYZ company. What kind of technical talent are you looking for? Now, if there's an open job, I'll specifically address the job. If I have a candidate who I think can be a good fit for the job, I'll mention the candidate. But I really want to ask open-ended conversations and begin a dialogue. And at some point in the conversation, you know, I will talk about the fact that I am a social entrepreneur and I am working with this population because I think it does differentiate me from other recruiters.
Social entrepreneur, is that a special term? I've never heard it before.
It's a term used for people who are business people but also looking to do good in the world.
Oh, okay. I never heard it. It's a new thing for me. But, like, when you say these open-ended questions, and I want to hear, how do you talk to the guy? I want to hear the words. I don't want to hear generalities, okay? If you would have listened to one show, you would have known. Go ahead.
Hey, do you want me to role-play with you here or what?
Yeah, I'll role-play with Jerry or Mike. Who wants to role-play with them?
Do it, Mike.
Mike A. Stringer, you're the client.
All right. Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you today? I have all
I'm
the time
great.
In the world for you, so please talk.
Oh, thanks. My name is Adam Kaplan. I'm a technical recruiter here in Michigan. And I noticed that on LinkedIn you do a lot of work with software development, and I'm calling to see what your talent needs might be in that area and if we might be able to help.
So I get a lot of calls from recruiters. What'd you say your name was?
My name's Adam Kaplan.
Adam, yeah. So I get a lot of calls from recruiters, Adam. Do you have a specific candidate in mind for what we have available?
Sure. So it looks like you've got a .NET developer job, and I have just the right guy. He's got ASP.NET experience, about 10 years programming in C#, and I'd love to discuss him further with you.
Tell me about him.
Sure. He has a master's degree in information technology. He's worked on a number of new products and new platforms using ASP.NET, which is a Microsoft
Basic. You know, here's the thing. Hold on a second. You've already got, so you're marketing a candidate now. Do you only make marketing calls with candidates, or do you make sort of any kind of general marketing calls to find out what they've got going on there so then he can give you a search that hasn't been advertised yet?
Sure, Animal. I do both.
Well, let's hear the other one.
Okay,
what
sure.
What would you ask Mike about his operation and for him to deal with you? Now, he asked you right away, but let's say, you know, Mike, I don't know what you've got going on there. Can we talk to you? Well, how do you handle that if you don't have somebody for him?
Sure. So, hey, Mike, can you tell me a little bit about your IT operation?
So, did you look at our website?
I did.
You have an idea of what it is that we do as a company and the employment section of our website where we list our open recs?
Sure. Yeah, I saw all that.
So what are your specific questions?
I noticed you have a couple of open recs. At the same time, I'd like to understand a little bit more about your IT organization as a whole. How many people do you have that are software developers? How many people do you have in systems admin? How many security people do you have? Really, share with me what you'd like to share about your IT operation.
I'm happy to work with you as long as you don't represent any clients with diabetes because, you know, I mean, this is an insane call. This is exactly the 500 recruiting calls I get every single day. I mean, you're not really any different than any call I get all day long. And to be frank, I wouldn't even have given you that much time, and I'm certainly not going to tell you about my organization if you haven't researched it already.
Uh-huh. You know what? Here's a question, Adam. How's a person with Asperger's? They've got a disability. You list them as one of the people you're interested in. I thought, you know, they're kind of cranky and antisocial, a little too blunt. You know, they'll tell you this place sucks. They have no sensitivity for other people's feelings. Is that true? Is that... You know, how do you place a person like that?
So it is true that certain people who have high-functioning autism or Asperger's do occasionally have challenges socially. But, for example, I have a candidate who's got a master's degree in electrical engineering and software engineering who has Asperger's, who's a perfect gentleman. I've met him in person. I've talked to him on the phone, and I've sent him out on to interview. And I'm very confident and very hopeful that I'll be able to help get him placed.
So he doesn't have that social. He doesn't have that typical Asperger's personality problem. Is that right?
certainly there are certain people who have more challenges socially with Asperger's. I'm not going to say typical.
Do you weed those guys out? Because, like, that's why I said this is like Seinfeld. Those guys are kind of funny. Did you ever see that Deuce Bigelow? Or I can't remember. It was a movie with Rob Schneider where he became a male prostitute, and he took out this girl with Tourette syndrome. And they would, when they got to a red light, you know, she would start swearing at people in the cars next to them. It was really funny. So that's what
Tourette's
I was.
Tourette's is not funny, dude.
Sorry. Okay, in the movie it was. So that's what I was thinking of with this Asperger's. You're sending somebody out who's got a hostile attitude towards other people, or would you screen them out?
So here's the deal. If there's someone who's got talent and I think it can work in an employment environment, but he's not job ready, he or she, because they don't have the right communication skills or the right attitude, then I'm going to encourage them to work on that and come back to me when they feel like they're ready. I mean, there are plenty of people out there who can give them interview practice. I mean, I do that with all my candidates before a specific job interview, by the way. I'm going to take them through it. I definitely spend the time. But just in a more general level, I could be spending my whole day practicing interviews with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do that.
Okay, but like
so
even people like I have a friend whose girlfriend has multiple sclerosis, and it's one of the disabilities you mentioned. I got to tell you, her life, she's got a job, but it's with the government because they have to accommodate everybody, but she needs a lot of special accommodations, and I don't even know how she works because she gets tired all the time and she needs extra days off and things like that. You can't really make money by placing somebody with that, right? So you need people who've got disabilities but are pretty close to fully functional. Is that right?
It depends what you mean. I mean, your question brought up a lot of different points. You know, for people with MS, the average, you know, the onset of MS is anywhere from age 20 to 50. You know, a lot of young men and women have it. We have a blogger on our website who's someone I worked with in the past who has MS. You know, he's in his early 30s. He rides bicycles. He has recurring remitting MS, which means it kind of comes and goes. And he doesn't need very many or any accommodations at the moment. So it really varies depending on the person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, there's people asking lots of questions. Nobody watches Twitter for me anymore. So
I do, but there's nothing relevant on
there. Daryl Disco asked a question. I think we just talked about it. Does your guest provide training to disabled candidates on how to overcome their challenges and enter the workforce? No, not really. Okay. And then Jason Lee Overby says, I want to know how he finds so many disabled candidates. We already pointed out that they don't put it on a resume.
Well, that's a great question, and we market ourselves in this way, and we use search engine optimization and things of that sort. But on top of that, we build relationships with people who know people in the disability community that might be good candidates for us.
I've got to say, I have never seen any website with a link for jobs for people with ADD, jobs for people with ADHD. I just find that rather odd.
Okay, now you said in one of the articles I read that you find most of your candidates online. I assume that means LinkedIn. Is that right?
LinkedIn is a great source, and also we have the capability for candidates to send us their resume directly from our website, and we do get candidates that way as well.
How many? What percentage come directly through the website?
I would say maybe a quarter.
Really? Wow. And are those primarily the disabled candidates?
I would say primarily, although not exclusively.
Okay. Okay.
So,
Anybody else?
I mean, if you're someone like, you know, if you're a millennial, if you're someone in Generation Y, who's grown up, so let's take a step back, right? I mean, Animal, you're boomer probably, right? If I had to guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, you're right.
So, you probably didn't go to school with people with disabilities, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So, the millennials, the younger generation, up
no
to the mid-30s.
No visible disabilities. Some of them are mental.
Right.
Okay.
Visible ones, for sure. The millennials are going to college. First of all, they're going to elementary school. They're going to high school probably with Kathy's. I don't know if your son's in an inclusion program, Kathy, or not. But there's much more exposure. So, the millennials that are going into the workplace, which, you know, is a group that people want to connect with, they're expecting to work alongside people with disabilities. And if your company doesn't employ people with disabilities, doesn't actively recruit, people are going to look at that.
Okay. My son has been in the inclusion program. He cleans toilets, he wipes tables, and he hangs up hangers.
Okay. But here's the thing. Here's another question, though. Why don't these people, since you're dealing with people who have disabilities that don't influence their talent very much, and it doesn't, or at all, and it doesn't interfere with their ability to work, why do they go? Would they want to go through you instead of applying directly, or is it just like any other candidate? I mean, we're reducing it to people.
I have special skills and experience working with people with disabilities. So if you're someone with Asperger's, would you rather go to a recruiter who's never worked with someone with Asperger's before, or go to someone who has?
I wouldn't necessarily see a difference.
I don't see the difference either anymore. Go ahead.
I treat the person, if I'm sure, with more sensitivity than I would, and probably more interest in helping the guy out.
Good.
I wouldn't think that any particular background is developed in having placed a couple of people with Asperger's.
Adam posed a good. It's what's the difference between coming to you and coming to somebody else? Adam,
are you asking me?
I'm asking Adam. Did he hang up on us?
No.
I'm here. So, said before, I have some experience working with people with those disabilities.
Yeah.
So
how does that manifest itself? What is the difference? I mean, your people—they seem so to have such minor disabilities that they could pass without them almost. What do you do that the average recruiter?
Wait, Adam, hold on. I just described to you my candidate who's got cerebral palsy, who has difficulty speaking, so he needs to come in face to face.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you mean by minor. I mean, it's not, it's really not for you or anyone else to judge. The ADA has its guidelines, and they are what they are.
Okay.
But again, I have diabetes, so you know what? I can stand here and judge because I have one of the disabilities you're talking about, and it's garbage. You're going to tell me I can't get a job other than going through you because I'm diabetic?
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but you're exploiting. I mean, I agree 100% with Kathy. You're exploiting. I mean, you've actually inspired me. I'm going to open a recruiting firm tomorrow and just represent Canadians.
I got a different question, and it's kind of unique. You know, I had some lettuce. I had a salad for lunch, and I was using a lettuce spinner. But my mother, I guess she never heard of a lettuce spinner. We never had one in our home to take the water out of the lettuce. She used to put it on a towel and dry it out that way. A lettuce spinner is a fantastic thing. It's great technology. I'm wondering if you have ever discovered a technology that's really improved your work.
For me, I think social media has been tremendous, right? I think, and social media is tremendous for people with disabilities.
Yeah, but how has it helped you then? How social media helped you?
Well,
I thought that was
an
interesting entree. I think the lettuce spinner is a fantastic piece of technology. I don't know if you've ever tried to make salad without it.
I love the lettuce spinner. The lettuce spinner,
so
by the way.
So what technology does it for you?
In terms of social media, as I mentioned, I get a good chunk of my candidates through LinkedIn.
Okay, so you're just going, that's a database. You're using LinkedIn like a database. You're not getting the candidates by going and chatting with them on the Q&A section of LinkedIn, right? You're getting it just by using them like a resume bank, right?
No, I'm using the groups. I've got a group, we've got a group we've got a Big Ten Jobs group on LinkedIn. We have some people there, and I participate in other groups as well. I think the groups areas is
And you've recruited people
useful.
From your group? You recruit people from your group?
I have had people join my group. I'll recruit and work with people from anywhere.
Okay.
Got a question.
But do you first
Twitter.
Ask them if they stubbed their toe last Thursday?
Okay. Well, what do you have,
Twitter
Jerry?
Question.
Jerry, what do you got?
Larry Flint has a gold-plated wheelchair.
Hmm.
Does that make him cream of the crop? I'm confused.
Okay, forget it. I don't want that kind of. Now you said in one of your interviews, Adam, you said companies have stupid ads. They'll ask you to have a driver's license for a job, even if it's not required. Is that true?
I didn't use that. I don't remember using that language, but I do feel
I'll
that.
Give it to, I'll send that to you. I got
okay,
it from your
send
website.
Send it. All right, send it to me. Either way, yes, if the job doesn't require driving, to ask for a driver's license has no basis, and in fact might run counter to the
Okay, now you also claim over and over again, you claim that people with disabilities are the most loyal workers. They stay with you the longest. They complain the least. Is that true?
That's true.
And is it because they're just so happy to have a job?
I think that's part of it. It depends on the situation.
Because I noticed in your video you keep saying they complain less, they sue less than other groups. It was kind of relative. Other groups complain and sue a lot more, right?
There are other groups, you know, statistics show that other groups, you know, sue more. And the reason I talk about lawsuits, by the way, which is not my focus, but the reason I talk about lawsuits is that companies are afraid that if they hire someone with a disability, they won't be able to fire them.
And what kind of fees do you charge? What kind of fees do you charge? So you charge the exact same for placing somebody with a disability as not. Am I right about that?
You are correct.
Okay. Now, you say you also like to work with veterans, but most veterans don't have higher education. Is that right?
I don't know the statistics. There are some that do and some that don't.
Uh-huh. Now, you worked with some public organizations. You were in sort of in the social sector with charitable and community organizations prior to this. How do your contacts from those other jobs help you? Because you must know a lot of people in Detroit.
Actually, I didn't work in Detroit. I'm on the board of a social service nonprofit. But I actually, since I've been in Detroit, I've only worked in the business sector.
Oh, okay. So those other jobs were not in Detroit.
I worked at the Environmental Defense Fund in New York.
Michigan Israel Business Bridge. That's in Michigan, right?
Well, that's in Michigan. I was a nonprofit volunteer. I did not work there.
Okay. Well, from something like that. Would you get leads from there? Would there be business people in that organization who give you business?
I'm always looking for leads anywhere that I can, right?
Okay,
I mean,
I'm wondering, you know, if you're working in that sector, in the community sector, and then you're working, you advertise yourself as, you know, helping people with disabilities, do you get a lot of business from that kind of thing? Does a business stream in from other sources so you don't have to go banging on doors all the time?
Well, I always prefer more phone calls than not, you know, in my business.
Yeah, okay. That's a non-answer. Just let me move on, okay? Anybody else got any questions?
I actually have a legitimate question, Animal, if I can.
Okay, and just let me say my question before you do so I'll remember it. I was wondering if seniors whose abilities are failing in certain ways would count as disabled, but we'll come back to that. Mike, go ahead.
So if you're presenting yourself as really, truly stepping out and helping a community, why do you charge the same percentage for placing a disabled person as you do a typical, I don't know what word to use, a typical candidate?
Well, because if the person can do a job equally well as someone else, they, you know, I should get paid the same thing and they should get paid the same thing. Otherwise, it would be discriminatory.
They should get paid the same thing, but it's not discriminatory for you to lower your fee to be able to go out and truly
market
these disabled
candidates. Why would I lower my fee? Are you going to lower your fee?
If I was out there trying to present myself as doing a social service, sure. As a matter of fact, I volunteer for a nonprofit, and I cut my fee in half when I work with them.
Okay, good.
Okay, and I noticed I had a note here. You say that you're looking for people who are degreed and have a can-do attitude. So even if they've got a disability, you're interested in people with a can-do attitude, right? That's important for you, right? Adam? Hello? Did we lose him? How come every time I ask a question, I think I lost the guy?
I don't know.
Well,
but
I
was going to point out just one quick thing, just as a thoughtful editor.
Okay.
On his page under genius, the what is genius?
Yeah.
The last line of that sentence reads, "Whether or do or don't, and are a business leader, now is a great time to hire one." We're missing two words there, being whether you do. I'm just throwing that out. Everybody's listening.
Maybe writing is his disability.
No. Come on, don't be.
That's personal attack.
I got to tell you something. I researched this guy. He's in this for real because his heart's in the right place. I believe it 100%. Just like Heather E. Coleman said on Twitter, he's a nice guy. I mean,
yeah.
I disagree with Kathy. He's the real thing, it looks like to me. Although, some of the stuff on his website, he claims that all these great people had disabilities. And, you know, Marilyn Monroe and Jack Welch and Shaquille O'Neal. I think he said they're all stutterers. Jack Welch, Joe Biden, Isaac Newton, who cares, Shaquille O'Neal, Nicole Kidman, Marilyn Monroe, just to name a few. Those are famous people who were stutterers. I didn't see that. Okay, I'm going to move to Jerry's show, but I'm going to check for I'm going to see if our guest came back. Did you come back, Adam? Are you still here?
I'm back on, yeah. Sorry about
that.
Okay,
anything you want to say in parting? I've enjoyed having you on the show. I personally thought it was very interesting. You know, nobody has to agree with me. They usually don't. But do you want to say anything in parting?
No, likewise. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I enjoyed it as well.
It was very different from your other interviews, wasn't it?
Very different.
More challenging, more sincere, more authentic, and real. Thank you!
Wow. Huh. It's crazy. Is anybody here? Am I the only guy here now?
I'm here.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm here, Jerry.
I'm here, Jerry.
I'm Mike, Kathy. Who else?
Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Paula. Amy's here.
Amy Alla.
Amy Alla's here.
You didn't say anything. You didn't say anything.
Oh, my God. I couldn't say anything because I'm not allowed to swear. And I have, like, 2 minutes because I have a meeting at 10 because I'm Pacific Coast time. But can I just say that I would never – my special needs daughter is 9. And I have a type 1 diabetic husband. Neither of them will ever be allowed to define themselves by their disability, regardless of how apparent it may be. They will get jobs. They will go to school. They will do all those things based on their own abilities and merits. And this guy is a clown. No wonder it's Big
Thank
Ten
you.
Jobs.
Wow. Okay.
Amy, would you like to have an affair with somebody with type 2 diabetes?
I really wish I didn't have to go to this meeting. We could explore that further. But
well, give us a quick answer.
Jerry. Sorry, I'm irritated. I'm annoyed. Now I have to go to a meeting. But
answer
I just find
Mike's question. Quit avoiding the
obnoxious.
Question, Amy. you were asked a legitimate question, I believe.
I was not asked a legitimate question. Mike says
that. But for Mike,
that's
as legitimate as he gets.
He would ask the same question to this loser's wife. So no.
Okay. All right. So your scores then.
I don't even know if I can give scores. I'm so frustrated. I'm about to just burst into tears. I'm so angry because I'm thinking about my child, you know, as she – and I know, Kathy, you totally understand this. As she gets older and moves through high school and potentially college, you know, that some guy is going to, you know, try to capitalize on – in her case, her disability is not apparent. You can't see it, you know. I mean, you see symptoms of it and you kind of see things that make her a little different, but you don't know the underlying root cause. So
well, then that would be one of the invisible disabilities that perhaps the customers are hoping that they get.
My sons aren't a parent. You wouldn't know by the
Okay, job. There you go.
It's just appalling. I mean, and I have a really good place to work in the state employment agency system, and we worked with DVR, Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, and there are dedicated social workers who are career coaches and counselors whose job it is to function like a recruiter, cold call into companies, help people get jobs. This guy's doing exactly that for a fee and waving his flag about
Give
how,
me your
oh,
scores,
I love,
woman.
I don't know
Why is it defining someone as being disabled and allowing them to be like kind of put in a box when he does it, but not when they do it?
Very good
not
question.
It's illegal to do that.
But Amy, what are your scores? Because we know that you've actually got a real job. And you gotta go.
Thank you. I'm gonna give Animal 70 because he did a decent job of kind of. I liked that he defended Kathy, but then I didn't like that he kind of threw her under the bus there at the end. So I'm going to knock him a little. I'm going to give him 70. The guest, you know, I'm just going to give him 40 for showing up. I can't go any more than that.
You get 40
really
for showing
irritated.
Up now. Okay.
No, that's
yeah. I'm really irritated. And the quotes that Animal was sharing that apparently came from this guy's website, talking about statistics and all this nonsense, like, I'm just too irritated. So thanks, guys.
Okay.
It was good to talk to all of
you. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow,
the beautiful and talented Amy Auer.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy.
All right, bye, guys.
So David Manister's here. Is that? Did I hear that right?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, man. How's the summer treating you?
Pretty darn good.
It's pretty much over, though, isn't it?
It's almost there. It's almost there. When the expo arrives, I'll know it's really over.
Oh, yeah. Time to get back to work until Christmas. I like to take a couple weeks off at Christmas. I'd like to just shut that whole season down. It's a good time for parties, entertaining, going to parties. Chicago. Am I getting us off topic? I'm just trying to mellow the crowd. Everybody was really pissed off here a second ago.
But I think this really touches on a lot of people's personal lives.
I am thankful to say that it doesn't touch on mine, but I certainly, I have friends with children with. Can we say disabled? Is that still okay, or do we say special needs? What's the story?
Whatever word, Jerry, it's appropriate.
Is handicapped out?
No, we prefer not.
Okay.
Is it handy capable?
Several friends are in that position, and I think he's using it as a marketing gimmick. When once he's including ADD and ADHD as the, you know, he works with those people. I'm like,
that wasn't even my issue. I mean, when you get as far as diabetes, I mean, come on.
I know.
I think we all have diabetes, don't we?
Yeah, but if that's just the same, if that's a classification that a government agency is using, then he's exploiting it, but he's using it, and if he's just playing the game. You know, I'm not saying
is that a leaf blower? What am I hearing there? A leaf blower? Come on, somebody, tell me what it is. I have highly trained ears.
Yeah, it was a leaf blower. My fault. Sorry.
All right. Okay. So Mr. Manister, give us your thoughts on the show, the scores and what have you.
Yeah, I didn't have the same hugely negative reaction as some other folks here. I missed the first 15 minutes of it, but so maybe I missed something that he said that kind of set people off, but I kind of saw him as pretty straightforward and you know, kind of, you know, trying to do the right thing and make a few bucks at the same time. So I actually thought, and I thought he handled the criticism pretty well.
I was surprised he didn't hang up.
Well, the first 10 minutes he said that he only works with the upper echelon of the disabled population.
But doesn't every recruiter only work with the top echelon of whoever they deal with? I mean, that doesn't.
Yeah, that didn't bug me,
Kathy. The best qualified, not the top echelon. Like, he wouldn't deal with my son. Come on.
But
you're taking this too personally,
Kathy.
I'm not. It's a major problem. 1 in 6 boys have autism, Jerry. Where are they going to be 20 years from now in the workforce?
And that number is increasing every year.
Yeah.
I heard it was 1 in 100, not 1 in 6. Really?
No, it's gotten way down.
Oh, what was
that?
The public service announcement by Alec Baldwin. I thought it was 1 in 100.
I don't know.
Or was that the guy from Skid Row?
I don't know.
Autism speaks. You know what I'm talking about? Was it on MTV?
No clue.
All right. Well, I thought the number was 1 in 100, but if it's closer to 1 in 6, 1 in 100 is awful. 1 in 6 is horrendous. But still, he has to work with. We all say that we work with the top people, even though I personally readily admit placing B players quite frequently. But what's he supposed to say? All right, we're losing everybody. Manister,
you know what,
Jerry?
I just think that the fact that here are my thoughts. The fact that his list went on so far down as to diabetes just was glaring to me. That was the first thing I saw on his website. Was just glaring to me that he's kind of exploiting it. I mean, I'm diabetic. I don't consider myself disabled. Number two, if you're truly doing a community service, I don't know. If I was doing this as a community service, I would way lower my fee and truly care about placing these people versus saying, yeah, I charge a full fee. Why shouldn't I? You know, we all mm-hmm. do things in our private lives for causes that are important to us. And you know, I mentioned I'm on the board of a nonprofit drug and alcohol rehab. After I did 3 placements for them for free, I did 1 for half price. I mean, that's what you do about causes that you care about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I personally didn't like, though, when he – it sounds like part of his mantra is that regular recruiters won't work with these people. I found that absurd. I've placed people in wheelchairs. I work with everybody. If you're qualified, I would even put extra emphasis if someone touched my heart, so to speak, more so than just your regular, you know, college graduate guy. So
yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
My quote normal 18-year-old is sitting here eating breakfast, listening to this, and looking at my phone like, what the hell is going on?
Who's running the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, in my people. Imagination, it's not a vacuum cleaner.
Manister, did you give us some scores, man?
Let's go 85-85.
Wow. Huh. All right. Unbiased. If I were him, I've said this a couple times, I probably would have hung up, man. I would have said, this is a no-win situation for me. I'm out of here. That's what we do in Indiana. We just cut and run, man. We just split.
Can I say scores because I've got to go?
Yeah, go. Hit me.
5 and 7.
Okay. Well, part of it.
Who was that? Who said that? Who said 5 and 7?
Hey, this is Derek.
Who is it?
This is Derek, Jerry.
Hey, man. All right, 5 and 7. What pissed you off? What's your problem there?
I like to use 5 as good middle of the road. Nothing too bad, nothing too good.
So you mean 50 and 70 then?
Well, I think it's an – I think, right, well, depending on what numbers you want to use, yeah. But I think Animal did a good job putting a little pressure on him. Got to give him a 7 there, a lot of a 10. You know, and again, I think, you know, yeah, he didn't run away, so I think that deserves a 5.
All right. Thanks for bringing your Milwaukee accent to the show.
Even though I'm in Pittsburgh. Thank you, Jerry.
That's a switch, and you'll sound pretty interesting coming out of there 20 years from now.
Well, I've been here for over a year now, and everywhere I go, they can just pick it out. They're like Wisconsin or Minnesota. So, I don't know. We'll see. I just got to say Hans more often, or Yins.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thanks for calling, Derek.
Hey, you betcha.
Okay, Kathy, you were going to give scores there. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to give Animal an 85. I thought that he handled a really sensitive topic very well. I give the guest a 20. One thing that wasn't answered and all of us were tweeting about is, does he work with government companies? And if so, he's breaking every law in the book. And to profit, and yes, it is personal to me, but you mm-hmm. know what? I have to speak for those who can't speak. And, you know, if he's only going to represent the top echelon that have a college degree of the, quote, disabled population, that's me. I went to UC Berkeley, and I have ADD, okay? So I just think he's getting a fee off the word disabled, mm-hmm. and it makes me sick. So I will give him, you know what, give him a 10 for showing up.
Okay, all right.
And
so,
I have an opinion about this.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, that's all right. It was a charged topic.
Yep.
Alan Flura scores.
I caught the last 20-25 minutes, so I probably missed some of the big fireworks, but I'd say 70 and 70. I mean, it was interesting. It was lively. Animal did press him, and I learned a couple of things. If the guy's placing, Kathy makes an interesting point. If he is working with government entities, et cetera, and he's putting them in as contractors, he probably is breaking some stuff. But if he's just doing straight perm work, then I'd probably, I don't know if he is.
You know, perm work as well in corporate environments, absolutely. CCP would be all over it.
I just wonder if his customers are really expecting that they're recruiting disabled talent.
Yeah.
And then, well, since he can't really say what the disabilities are, many of them might be ADHD, they might be diabetes, but just it's kind of like, you know, the old Price is Right. I mean, you choose the disability behind door number two, and you don't know, you just assume you're hiring. I don't know. It's very weird to me. I don't know.
Well, kind of reminds me.
Do you get federal assistance if you have ADD?
I have no idea.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know?
No, otherwise, half of us would be getting something.
Right. Right.
Even though half of us are getting some kind of government assistance. We'll leave that to the Facebook political discussions.
Kathy, are you watching the Twitter feed?
I my eyes dwindled.
Our guest just tweeted to you.
Oh, he told me I'm pathetic. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Ooh. Come on,
you know,
Alan.
I mean, you know, that just shows how unprofessional he really is.
Okay, I will not allow that on the after show. A Stringer.
Yes, sir.
Big high role and corporate recruiter.
So much like Kathy, I feel like I must speak out for the diabetics who can't speak for themselves.
Because they're shoving ham sandwiches in their face?
Yeah, pretty much.
with extra gravy?
There you go. don't forget the Big Mac for breakfast.
By the way, Jerry, I got to say, after driving through Indiana 2 weeks ago to take my son to Notre Dame.
Yeah, man.
I may never eat corn again.
Really?
I've
corn is in everything,
so much...
everything you touch, man.
I've never seen so much corn in my life.
Dude, go to Kansas. I drove through Kansas this summer. It was unbearable.
But I got to tell you, that Notre Dame campus is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
It's nice.
It's
South
beautiful.
Bend is really cool. South
Bend
is
even though
cool.
Notre Dame's there, it is a nice state.
Hey, now, my kid's at law school there. Don't go there.
Yeah,
it's okay. When he wants to go to a real Pac-12, have him come to L.A.
Wow. Anyway, so you want scores for me. So I was going to give Animal a 70, but I think I still will. I mean, this wasn't a great choice in guest, I don't think, but I think his heart was in the right place when he chose this guest. And he did a really good job today of sort of protecting this guest when he needed it. So all of us were taking this very personally, and I just think Animal did a really good job of defending him and sort of keeping him protected, which I know is not the theme of this show, but I think sometimes it's necessary, and that was today. I wanted to give the lowest score today, and then Kathy went all the way to a 10, so I'm just going to give her that same 10. I think that he didn't do a very good job explaining his value proposition. And like everyone else, I mean, you know, he's here like all of us to make a buck, so he should just be honest and say so.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, keep talking, guys. I got to take a call real quick. Hold on.
That's good. If you're hosting a live radio show, you just step away for a second to take a call.
Yeah, really?
Sorry.
But Animal did do a great job. You know, I thought he was...
Oh, but I want those switches longer.
He was firm and he gave both sides a chance to talk. I found him to tell on this topic.
So, Kathy, I guess since I matched your score, that I'll be called pathetic on Twitter also, huh?
Yeah, that's equal rights, right?
He did correct himself. He didn't. He said that he didn't call you pathetic. He said the score of 10 was pathetic.
And he's got to say that to Mike as well. Right.
I don't know who he said it to. I just saw the tweet. He was definitely not. He said that he's not calling you pathetic.
I saw that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kathy, hopefully you'll accept that correction. You are not pathetic.
Thank you.
I think
and before we
that.
All hang up, can we congratulate Kathy?
On what?
It's been all over Facebook. Haven't you been watching?
I'm not on Facebook much anymore.
Well, come on, Kathy.
I don't like saying that. Of course I'm on Facebook, but no, I can't follow all these people.
No, I just moved my residence. I'm not doing anything like formal.
Yes, you're in Coronado now. When's the party?
I assume that you moved your residence to move in with the man. Is that not true?
What?
That is true. Very nice.
We can't even hear you.
We should tell him congratulations.
So you are living in sin then?
I am.
Dr. Laura would not approve.
I know it. I don't approve. I want a ring.
Yeah, demand it. But hey.
I know.
He's all set now, Kathy. Yeah, move in and start demanding stuff. There you go. Good call.
Yeah.
See, that's your ADD right there, see?
I know.
Yep. Okay, everybody, you've been fantastic. Thanks for all the participation. Alan, I'm recruiting for a couple the other Alan, the Big Tent Jobs Alan, not Alan Fleur. I'm recruiting for a client in Lansing, and I sure could use your help. Fully abled, disabled, the whole list of people, I would be happy to work with you on filling a job. I need a couple .NET C-sharp developers in Lansing.
As long as they're not diabetic.
True. Okay, guys, phone's ringing. It's getting crazy. Got to roll. Have a good one.
Later.
Maureen, is your little hobo pal here today? Well, Maureen's not even here herself. Where is Nate?
I'm here. Nate, are you here?
Jeez.
Is Nate here? He's going to call
okay.
in. He sent me
yeah,
a Twitter.
Yeah, Maureen's
to DM
got a friend.
Number.
I'll do his part, okay, Maureen? Maureen's
he said
got
he's
going
to try to call in.
Yeah, he's too late. He's a little hobo. He's walking across America to discover himself, and he wants she's bugging him to call in here every week to tell us what wisdom, you know, this innocent young guy has discovered on the road. Well, I'm going to tell you what Nate told me. Here's his message, okay? Hi, everybody. My name is Nate. I'm walking across America, and here's what I've learned on the road this week. The internet is great, but sometimes you can't find the people you need on Jigsaw. Sometimes you can't find the people you need on LinkedIn. I think Boolean strings are great, but sometimes you need a telephone sorcerer, and that's the time you want to consider Maureen Sheriff. She's a tiger mom of telephone sourcing. She'll take your target's phone bank and rip it to shreds. You can find her at namesourcer.com. Thank you,